carefully now.
My name's Rutherford. Arizona. At about noon today. I'll be back for the weekend.
Well, you might have to come back.
Erwin thought he had an appointment with him. When he got back over there, he found that he was 1 hour out on this and route to him.
Announcement. I believe you listed that, but you don't need other stories.
first place, we got other stories. All he needs to do is pick up a newspaper. You know what the story is? The last of the prisoners are on their way home. That's the story. Turn on television, they'll be interviewing them all over again. They did all night last night again. To keep their assessment with Dan Prison, and I can't imagine why. It must have occurred to somebody that is helping us, but they do it anyway. I guess because that's what the people really are interested in. It's a fascinating story. But they get those damn guys on, and they're waving their Nixon banners at the door. Yes. They sure as hell are. I don't know about this last guy, but the ones that are on their way now, but these are the newest, they wouldn't probably carry on. Well, you don't know. Some of the new ones have been some of the most solid.
But you see, Bill's reactions, which are, Bill is what I thought of calling him, the actions are totally different from early regarding me stepping out and making a big statement, a presidential statement, that he's going to be killed. No, I'm not doing it.
But he is. Because it isn't. That's why it's valuable to get a guy, and even he is damn close. You know, when he's sitting here in Washington, he reads the Post, and he's super sensitive to this kind of stuff, and talks to these people. If you had a Bill Rogers type out in Chicago, called in and said, "Look, what I can do about this," he would think you lost your senses if you were planning to go on television, I think.
Well, John said he'd been talking to lots of people and all the talks to the race, that's why he's the president go on this fight. I don't know who John's talking about, but
well, some of our people do, but they don't think through what that does if you go, they like you.
And Bill's point is that if I go on, it looks like I'm guilty. I hadn't thought of that, but I think he's right. You can tell you're not guilty. Yeah. And they think it's embarrassing to me, but he said, if you think this is bad, think of what Johnson must have gone through. And they caught one of his top guys in the men's room, the homosexual, and the other one is a crook. That's probably big.
His top lawyer that he wanted to make Chief Justice was the result of it. Maybe a crook.
That's where ethics is true. Ours were not. Ours were simply beliefs.
No, yours weren't closely related. They weren't.
Right, I saw that. Right.
Horace was his crony. Not crony, but his, you know, doing his
close friend. Her senses are on the spot, and I don't know what the hell they're doing. So if he doesn't want Sirica, I can see the point of that. The panel thing just doesn't work.
He doesn't have any option. That's like Mitchell saying you shouldn't go up to the grand jury because they won't believe you will crush it. That's a terrible thing to say. In the first place, it is Dean's decision whether he goes to the grand jury. How the hell can he not go? That's not a direct charge. Well, I don't know.
He's afraid that he's going to tell him to piss on the White House.
He's afraid that might be it. Dean's afraid it'll be that he'll tell him to piss on Dean. You know, the two of them should line up their stuff in a row and hang Dean. But the point is, that doesn't solve a goddamn thing. For them, well, getting Dean in, sure, it doesn't help them. They can make a case that Dean authorized those expenditures.
He's probably got a stupid story. Sure. Way, Dean might have to lie, but I know what's.
That's what Tim McGuire showed. He has no knowledge of McGuire showing.
Correct.
Comes up with this new story every day.
He did know. That's right. Dean has never said a career move. I find out what's going on in the ranch. There will be so nipping around you know nothing else.
You can't get that confused.
Ehrlichman, what's Ehrlichman up to at the moment? He not talked to anybody there.
Unless he got attacked, right? Unless he got attacked, right? So how do you all feel at the moment? President would like to know. Did it start great? Yeah. So, support that. Say if I need to be reaching to come back. This is exactly the time for me to talk. It's probably Easter week. I mean, you know, spring vacation time. You took the kids out or something. That's too bad. My kids are out there too. For that, it would be kind of a good idea anyway. That'll make the point that people are grateful for the kids. There's a question. That phone to come back. There's some things hanging here that couldn't be handled by Steve that we had to get to right away. Right. On the ground, and then why don't we go to Maine? We follow up to see if they're protecting them, but we see that. John, what is our status on getting a report from grand jury activity? Okay, we're trying to reach Clinton's now. He's not here, and we're ordering him back. But we ought to know what happened today. Maybe it is tied because he was
counsel with the Administrative Practices Subcommittee, along with Chairman Kennedy, was the sub-chair. And then Kennedy, Kennedy succeeded Chairman. And he thinks Metzger, while they still have been counsel for a while after Kennedy succeeded, that the Kennedy was in there and had a close tie to the or had a potential for a close tie to the council. Well, he thinks maybe there's something going there that would explain Metzger while he's putting up the bail for the court, which is secure.
Really, I suppose, we years. Is anybody checking Metzger while?
Yeah.
I would think that would be the line that they're all taking.
I don't see why that's so.
Better chicken. The court obviously is the way that he's just one of two White House people. The way the story, but you know, read the post is fine. All of a sudden, it was the same. And they named the White House people for the post story, but it was actually Cruder and Dean.
Yeah.
Same two. Correct. Corey, you're supposed to make some more revelations. Is that what it's supposed to be? When does he do this, Friday?
Probably Thursday. I guess if all is just quit in this other trial.
We don't even have a court.
No, he's the court's attorney.
So you don't get Jesus Christ to do that by his own client.
They moved in on the court, they had picked their target. They may have tried other targets.
Was McCord involved in the Teddy Kennedy happening? There's no tapping there.
I think so, because I don't think McCord was involved in anything for Chuck. I think whatever that was done outside of the
committee. Well, McCord was a friend of the policeman.
Right.
That's what I meant. Was he involved in that? About that. Surveillance job or
not? I think so. Investigation, I think they had a guy going around talking to people and trying to put some pieces together. So Bill said, he said, when I was going through some stuff, he said, now look, maybe he mentioned this to you, but he said, you sit there and you kind of look a little concerned and everything when you tell me that you have been putting pressure on Cruder to get tape recordings of Democratic candidates as if that automatically ties into the Watergate. I said, God damn it, what you were doing, you would have been pretty stupid not to do.
Intelligence operator, yeah, he made that point.
He said, God, don't make any bones about whether you had an intelligence operation or not. Of course you did.
Trying to get
it. I said, well, you know, that sounds fine, but when the Washington Post prints it, that doesn't really look. I would love to have a story saying I was pushing for it. I think I'll probably have to get it. But I was pushing for recordings.
Eventually,
what they said, yeah.
Sure. Recordings want to happen.
Some of them did. Oh, if you know perfectly well, reporters covering you stand there with your damn tape recorders, all the microphone and the speaker there to get. Because they're too lazy to work anymore, they don't sit and write it. I can see Dean's point in wanting a dramatic step. Bill sort of agreed with that too, but
early, more than the two combined. John sees it, and John, right, I don't criticize him for it, but it's his method, you know. John's method is basically
dazzling with fancy footwork.
Well, always to be out on someone's pride, step in front of the park, or say something, do something, and all the rest. That's why John would have been a disastrous foreign policy advisor. Should we have done everything wrong? Doing things that are right. But you just got to decide what that guy's doing right and stick to do it. Think that he for a while. Be afraid. What is Deacon's prognosis as to what? He figures that the court says that he's going to leak out tomorrow.
Well, things that are certainly going on. But,
yeah.
I think that's what we gave the story to LA Times. Incidentally, Howard Baker did step up and blast the committee council.
Did he really?
He did, yes. He did it yesterday. Of course, it didn't get reported.
Did he get a word?
But it's in now. It's in the paper tonight.
And what did, how did he do it?
He hit it for highly improper conduct and hold a press conference. I think that's all right to lock this out because it was improper conduct. Clearly, so it would be recognized by people as such.
The master was very out fast. We don't know about it. Who paid McCord? Which are various expenses. See, if you paid the clock, you know what I mean? The thing to do is to destroy the witness. I'll talk to the policeman next time. I never spoke more than four words to him, but I was like, Crockett.
After every vote,
I mean, we do, but Mitchell is not good at this man firm.
I wouldn't assume Mitchell was all evil in this either.
No.
Maybe that's exactly what we want. We sure as hell can't. I don't know who else can.
Incidentally, Bill Rogers totally disagreed with the idea that we had talked about this. I should ask much more.
So long.
I mean, to the extent that I told Bill, I said, my guess is that he was, and that he just did, but probably not totally. I mean, just one of those things where he wasn't watching the story, but it was a while ago ahead. But I said that, but he said, don't ask me. Well, he's right about that, Bob. I don't think I should be in a position to say, when somebody asked me, what about John Mitchell? And if I know that John Mitchell was said, I would get it because he's made a public statement on this thing. I was always been very careful about that, too, to say that's up to the captain. And so, if you go this through a lot, it will scare the hell out of the other guy. Whatever I've got,
they're going to, you know, how are you going to not scare them? How can you not go this direct route anyway? Whether we go there or not, it's going to be gone.
Or to rethink the direct route again on that basis, which might say, that's just a good idea. We're going to be in that thing anyway. Maybe we better consider that. I go with Colson on the idea of not saying to waive all privileges. They will testify in the relevant system that they're
doing the executive privilege specifically as regards the Watergate incident. You can do that.
Except
that no privilege had this because there was no communication.
Except afterwards. There was communication afterwards.
It is a matter of waiting. Somehow the point can be made that there is no question of executive privilege in the events leading up to the Watergate because the president had no knowledge of it and had no communication with anybody regarding it. Therefore, no one has the privilege issued in their eyes.
That's correct.
Well, then why wouldn't you let them all go into the hell?
Because the proper venue is here.
So that's the fact that the privilege question on the Hill is a question of the privilege of being called at all. The question being called at all, not the substance of what's discussed, because they are, you're talking about the president's
if they were being called on the Hill on a criminal matter, which was not being handled in the proper criminal places, that would be dead. They go up,
as sure,
and then must have thought, well, here, the Justice Department is prosecuting. They are appearing. See, my point is that they are. That's the way it goes. I've got to go. It's the defense against the Hill. Have you been able to run that one by Mitchell?
Which one, sir?
Run that one by him on the phone.
If he doesn't like being going to the grand jury, he doesn't like it. This is a good idea. Now, if there really there isn't much of one, except you're simply saying that
no.
Clunky starts going.
Oh, the way it would work, the same scenario, except I don't do it. Clunky's call up and goes to talk to Sirica. Briefly, he says the president is the president of the prison, of course. Charges. Raise an issue, a serious issue. I asked my priest to talk to Sirica. So you want Sirica first would want to appoint a special counsel and have a special counsel who lacks confidence. Whether he wants a new grand jury. And three, whether he does one, two, or not, or whether he goes with the present counsel and or grand jury, that there will be total cooperation from the White House, including testimony by members of the White House staff who have been named directly or indirectly. As any matters on this are concerned. Yes. All right. Hi, Julie. That's great. Well, how nice of you to call about it. I'll get down to see it sometime. Fine. And I won't get over tonight, as I told you, but. And that's great. You have a good time. Great. Really? Thank you, really. That's great, sweetie. Well, when does Mommy leave? Great. Well, Mom, I'll give her a call for it. And then, what the way
go a little bit further and say, only total cooperation from the White House, but the President has requested that all of
the White House people who have been named appear before the grand jury. That all the White House people who have been named have requested, have volunteered, to put it that way, have volunteered to appear and testify. That as far as their testimony is concerned, there is no privilege on any matters having to do with Watergate. Because the President has no knowledge. There was never any communication with the President on Watergate. Now, where that falls, as I suppose, it was a communication afterwards. And yes, personally, yeah, they informed me of it and so forth, but there was no communication with the President on climate. Care of the assholes. Is it returned?
All right. Now, but you said yourself you had Dean looking into it, informing you on
what's
going on. Obviously, you could have asked other people questions.
Now, that you see, and Bill, and he says if Sirica would agree to that, then you would have Ziegler go on. And Ziegler would then announce the result of this. Maybe we should talk to him. All the White House people would appear before the grand jury.
How can Sirica not agree to it?
Mike said, well, he's
playing that early Canadian too.
Well, he wasn't. That's what I told Bill. He's a complainer. He dealt the early committee. I think it's a criminal case. A charge belongs before the grand jury, not before the Senate. That's the thing I'd like for you to run by, if you will, Rob. Sanders,
Thank you.
If you got some time now, why don't you come over to my office? It's easier to talk there.
Okay.
Yeah, because he says for one thing, for Christ's sake, don't offer him a special prosecutor. Don't ever do that. I said, why not? He said, I'll tell you what I see. If it's just for that, they just don't do it. He's starting. He says, I don't like the idea. He said, look at it this way. Up to now, let's assume that you believe that we did find executive privilege or whatever, that we've been keeping stuff covered up. So now, we read an unsourced and unsworn statement, everything on the paper, that McCord has said, that someone says that this is what McCord said. Actually, McCord is confirming what he said, also confirming the American Glory, but it's still all reports coming, all of this paper stuff. He's not been under oath. He's not made any actionable charge that they might be well used. Of course he will, but he hasn't yet. So he says, so what do? We've sent the Attorney General running off to talk to a judge to try to work something out. This is, it appears like overreaction. Coming over to my office, making sure he's clear and then I said, well, that's the reason you would do this. You wouldn't appear to react. You're going through the normal process, but you're just confirming your desire to cooperate. As a contrast to say, calling and putting up a warrant commission. He says, oh, Jesus, we're looking at those circumstances. We're going to put up a warrant commission, or whatever, the special prosecutor. You don't want that.
What has he set up at this time? Just nothing. Batten down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all the people that were for that theory, nobody except Colson holds it anymore. Well, Mitchell, man. That was the was the foremost exponent of the contingent theory. And he may be overreacting to the strain.
The last two people were thinking.
You can go. And it is. See, Dean thinks that McCord is going to name Mitchell too. So all of these he's going to, why the hell didn't he? Why would he name you and Ruder and not Mitchell? He says, I don't know, he's holding back for somebody today. Looks to me as if that's what he's going to have. That's Rogers.
That and probably try to reach him from my house to try to get a detail of the guests. If he's following Magruder, I would think he'd follow Magruder if you're going to be there. You know, Magruder's time at the White House was as Deputy Director of Communications with the Earth Fund. Always identified the paper as an eight-day journal. And identified a certain line of deputy. But it's kind of funny.
Sure.
I'm going to